Hey, Ira Kaufman podcast listeners. The game is just hours away. Bucks, Eagles, wild card round of the playoffs, the quest for back-to-back Super Bowl titles. We are all fired up here at JoeBucksFan.com World Headquarters. This is episode 2 of this week. If you missed episode 1 of this week on the Ira Kaufman podcast, it's at JoeBucksFan.com, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Podbean, Podcast Addict, wherever. We appreciate the tremendous support. Whenever we drop the podcast, boom, thousands of listeners, and it is really special, and we appreciate how much you appreciate our brand of Bucks Talk. It's all presented by Bill Curry Ford. That is Tampa's first family of Ford. That means family-owned. 61-plus years, a mile north of Raymond James Stadium. They've got a nationwide lifetime warranty on new and used vehicles. They're buying vehicles for top dollar. There's a car shortage out there right now. They'll buy your old vehicle for a lot more money than you think. GM Sean Sullivan would love to hear from you, even if you're not purchasing your own new vehicle at Bill Curry Ford. But of course, it's a great time to order a vehicle, an F-150, Ford Maverick, whatever it might be, the beautiful Bronco. GM Sean Sullivan is ready to help you personally. That's not a joke. Get to BillCurryFord.com. You can find Sean's email there, or you can call him at the dealership, or you can just head on in. But not today. He's not going to be there on this special football Sunday. Bill Curry Ford. Wow. BillCurryFord.com. Thank you, Bill Curry Ford. And a Big Storm beer. We talk about it all the time. It's the official beer of the Ira Kaufman podcast. Your Bromosa is your Tangerine IPA, best beer, best seller. Florida's best craft beer is Big Storm Beer. The tap rooms are in Clearwater, Odessa, Cape Coral, coming very soon in Ybor City, also already open for months, Orlando at the Amway Center, accessible every day, but also if you're going to an event there, it's a great setup. Big Storm Beer. Check out all the varieties at BigStormBrewery.com, and it's in Publix, so you can't miss it. And our thanks to Florida's Elite Restoration. You know, it's not a joke. When you have a problem in your home, all of a sudden, that is everything. That's your whole world, because your home is your world. And if you're a homeowner, a business owner, condo owner, you need to know who to call when you have a crisis, and that's not necessarily your insurance company right away. You need to call Florida's Elite Restoration if you have that flood or you find a big, massive piece of mold that's more than just wiping a little bit up, or you've got fire damage or storm damage. Call them first, 24/7. They will come out to your property and give you a full and free assessment with their top flight equipment and their local crew. It's a family-owned business. Owner Josh Martin spent 14 years in the insurance industry as an adjuster. So when you call him, he's got all the knowledge of how the insurance company may try to rip you off or deny benefits and that sort of thing. So that's someone you need to call in your time of crisis. Go to floridaseliterestoration.com, bookmark it, check it out, understand their services. So when that happens to you, and it's inevitable, unfortunately, you know who to call. Business owners, if you have clients that need restoration services routinely, like a plumber or an air conditioning service repair person or a roofer, whatever it might be, call Florida's Elite Restoration. They'll tell you how they can work with you to help your clients in an honest fashion. And just call Josh Martin. He will buy you lunch or lay it out for you so you have someone to work with. All right. Ira Kaufman podcast mini edition sort of is on. Ira's looking at the game. We're all looking at the game, and a special Ira sort of will needle him a little bit, reviewing his 18 predictions for the 2021 season. Go Bucks. All right, Sage, the time is ticking. The game is almost here. The weather is questionable. Ira, we need to know your hardcore look at this game. Does the rain change anything? What is your prediction? Is it not an issue? Is it better for the Bucks? Just in general, Ira, do you think the Bucks have what it takes to do what they do, which is put up 30 at home and make another team chase them and look foolish doing it?
Lee, does anybody really believe that a 13-mile wind out of the northeast and rain is going to discombobulate Tom Brady? Lee, does anybody really believe that? After all those years in Foxborough, playing games in December, more importantly, in January, and he was usually a home game, and he's 34-11 in the postseason. So if the weather's going to affect anybody, it's going to be Philadelphia. I'm not worried about Tom Brady whatsoever, and I don't trust Hurts throwing the football if it's 81 degrees with a 3-mile-an-hour wind. I don't trust him. I'm certainly not going to trust him with inclement weather. I don't think it's going to be a brutal day, so I don't see where the weather hurts the Bucs whatsoever. And if you're going to say that it tempers the passing game, well, Mike Evans knows where he's going, and the Eagle cornerback does not. So you could just as easily say advantage offense. The Bucs are the better team, Lee. Whether they get some of these injured guys back or not, they got Tom Brady and they got Jalen Hurts. Game over. It's the ultimate team game. Lee, Brady changes the equations. That's how good he is.
I think this weather angle is way overblown. One, Philly's an outdoor team. They're from the Rust Belt. They play outside. They're used to playing in 30 degrees, 20 degrees, sleet, snow, wind. So 70-some degrees is going to affect them in the rain? Really? Really? Come on, people. And with the Bucs, I've been saying this for a couple weeks now. I've been saying this, and I think if it rains, I think the Bucs may do this. You know, I'm a big believer in you get the ball to your best players. And for over a year, I've been harping nonstop that the Bucs' best players were the receivers. They were dominant that. No longer are they dominant that. With the Bucs' offensive line, with the stable of running backs that they have, I think they could play more smash-mouth football. I really believe that. I really do. So if it's a downpour, like the famous 79 game when the Bucs clinched a playoff berth, they clinched the division title with the win over your Chiefs in a monsoon, if it's like that, I think that will encourage the Bucs to go more ground and pound. And I really believe that will give the Bucs an advantage because I love the Bucs offensive line. I think right now the Bucs running backs are more of a strength than the receivers.
What about Fournette, Lee?
Well, I expect him to play.
Okay.
Just a quick edit here. We have since learned that Leonard Fournette will not play today, not play with his injured hamstring. I still think the offensive line, Ira, which is the strength of the team, it's the engine of this team, it's the healthiest part of this team, I still think they're better at pass blocking. I still think Brady set, you know, the completions record, and I still think the passing game, maybe not the receivers per se, but overall the passing game, even if you look at the numbers, the Buccaneers' passing yards really hasn't dropped off considerably since they've lost some of these weapons. I think the overall passing game is better than the run game, and so I think they will stick with that. Plus, I think some of it comes back to Brady, who is obviously obsessed with throwing the football. Because Ira, in the beginning of this year, you were like, if Tom Brady's going to throw 40 times a game, Bruce Arians doesn't want that. What the hell's going on? His arm's going to fall off. But here we are. You know, I just think they're going to stay there because that's kind of what they know.
You know, Lee, when you think about it, I mean, it really is crazy. The guy threw more than 700 passes. I believe it's the second most ever. Now, he had an extra game, but I think Stafford 1 year with Detroit threw more, but it's the second all-time lead. They've been playing 100 years of football. Only one guy's ever thrown more balls than Tom Brady this season. Unbelievable. He doesn't take his hits. If he gets hit, people go crazy. How dare somebody hit Tom Brady? It's so rarely. I mean, to really take a full shot, you can count him on one hand this season. He's very smart with the ball, and I think Steve's right. Offensive line has been the strength of the team, the healthiest part of the team. And as long as Brady's got time, he's going to carve people up.
He always does. And to quote Tony Romo, why should we expect anything else?
Sage, you got give me a hero of the game and a final score. Who's going to be the standout here? You can give me one on either side of the ball and give me a final score.
I'm going to say Gronkowski. Gets 95 yards and a touchdown. Defensively, I'm looking at Whitehead, who has sneakily starting to come on a little bit. I'm looking for a big hit, a little forced fumble from Whitehead. And final score, I think it's going to be relatively low scoring. So I'm going to say 24-13 Buccaneers.
Lee?
I was sort of thinking exactly what I'm thinking. He's thinking Gronk, I'm thinking Gronk, but I can't copy Ira. So I'm going to go with Mike Evans. I'm going to say Mike Evans has a big game. Defensively, Ira and I, once again, we're on the same wavelength. I'm thinking Antoine Winfield. I think he's going to force a couple fumbles. I think he's going to be a force. So I'm going with Antoine Winfield as my Bucs defensive player of the game. Score, I agree with Ira once again. It's going to be low scoring because of the weather. It's going to be a mutter kind of game. I think Fournette can be a mutter. I believe it or not, I'm going to say Le'Veon Bell can be a mutter. I'm going to go ahead and walk out on that limb. I believe it's going to be 24-20, and this may hack off some people, but I've already got money on the Bucs winning, but low scoring, and I think the spread's like 8.5. I took the points.
Okay.
Ira, I think we're going Bucs big here. I think going 30-13 Bucs. I don't think the weather's going to be much of a factor. And I think the fact that they're going to be able to tee off on the quarterback, I would go with Shaq Barrett being the defensive star in the comeback, but I don't know how healthy he really is, so I can't do that. I'm going to pick a guy who I've been very hard on. I think Devin White's going to show up. He's going to force his first fumble. And his blitzes are going to get through, and he's going to run a little more freely and not have to chase as much on the outside, and I think he's going to have a big day. And offensively, I think Fournette's going to probably get – I'm going to say he's going to catch 12 balls, Ira, 12 balls and maybe break a couple and just be a bowling ball just tearing up the middle of the field.
I can just see Sean Sullivan saying, why the heck are you throwing a Fournette so much? I can just see it.
Yeah.
Well, hey, if he's open, yeah. Look, they're not going to try to take away Fournette in this game. I think that's just realistic, right? You've got Gronk, who's hot, and you've got Mike Evans, who's a superstar, and they've got Slay as a cornerback. He may not shadow Evans all over the field, but he's still good. And Mike Evans, you know, can be a little bit streaky. I think they're going to make some other guys beat him, and hopefully Tyler Johnson and the combination of running backs can catch the ball. I wouldn't be surprised if the backfield catches 13 balls for 90 yards and a touchdown, Ira. Not at all.
Ooh. You know, lead a divisional playoff round the following week. That might be the best weekend of football of the year. Like 4 games, 8 teams, not a bum team among them. I'm looking forward to that. But as Tom Brady says, Lee, you got to win the first one before you think about the second one.
Although I do love Championship Sunday. But, yeah, you're right again. That weekend, yeah, the next round, that's the best weekend.
All right, Ira. One final prediction. I think the Bucs are going to have to go to a silent count with all those Eagles fans in there at some point, which will be disgusting and shameful, but we'll deal with it. All right, Ira, look.
By the way, two things real quick from me. If the Bucs can make the Super Bowl, Brady will have as many postseason victories as any NFL franchise.
That's tremendously. That's unreal.
I read that, Lee, a Joe Bucs fan. I couldn't believe it. I had to read it 2 or 3 times.
I know. It's like, what? What is this? And here's the other thing. You know, I know this gets fans riled up, and I'm not trying to rile up fans, but it's not just Tampa Bay. It can't be Kansas. There was one stadium, I can't remember what it was, that apparently they're expecting a lot of visiting teams, that there's a lot of tickets being sold. Maybe it is Kansas City.
It might be the Rams game. The Rams.
On NFL radio, they were talking about this. In Dallas, they're expecting an invasion of 49ers fans.
Whoa.
Not just Bucs fans that are selling their tickets and making a good piece of change and letting visitors come in.
That's not going to go over very well in Jerry's world over there, Steve.
Well, I don't know. We'll have to call Jerry. I'm sure you've got his number somewhere.
As long as the cash register's ringing at the Crown Royal Bar, Jerry will be all right.
You're right.
All right, Sage. Get out of here. Enjoy yourself at the buffet and whatever else they do up there at the press box. I know you're going to make your appearance. You'll have some schmoozing to do for the Philadelphia writers. Try to get them to vote for Rondé Barber. Might be a tough sell given how people feel about him, but I hope Rondé's at the game schmoozing. Is he going to be up there?
Steve, you saw my tweet last week. Once I knew that the Bucks were going to play Philly, I said Rondé should lead the Bucks out onto the field Sunday. I wonder if that's possible under NFL rules.
Maybe. You know, you should tell Rondé, Ira, his brother now, Tiki, his show, he's now full-time on WFAN Radio in New York, big station. You should say, hey, Rondé, get me on with Tiki, and some of those New York writers will hear my spot, and I'll make the sales pitch for you. They'll do it.
I don't have much time because I'm making the pitch on Tuesday.
There you go. Monday morning, Ira. There you go. Monday morning, talking a little Bucks, talking a little Hall of Fame.
Thank you, Steve. Much appreciated.
All right, Ira, you ready to have a little fun?
Sure, baby. Sure.
All right, well, first I want to remind everybody, as we heard earlier, Big Storm Beer, the official beer of the Ira Kaufman podcast. BigStormBrewery.com is where you find the tap rooms, and it is where you find the beer in your neighborhood. Ybor City coming very, very soon, Ira, to the Big Storm menu of tap rooms. Very exciting.
Nice. Nice.
Very, very exciting. Almost there. And, of course, as we heard earlier, Florida's Elite Restoration, your first phone call, Florida's Elite Restoration. .com. Any flood damage, any kind of fire disaster in your home, that's your first call 24/7 to get your free assessment. And the January offers are rolling at BillCurryFord.com. BillCurryFord.com. I forgot to mention earlier, Ira, the Ira Kaufman discount. That's all you have to do. You request it, no matter what it is, ask for it, and they'll get Sean Sullivan, the general manager, the host of the Best in Class podcast at JoeBucksFan.com, our draft guru, and he'll apply it. Doesn't matter what it is. I'm going on a limb. Ask Sean, even if it's on service or you got some body work that you need from their body shop, which I've used and highly recommend. Ira Kaufman discount, Bill Curry Ford, Tampa's first family of Ford. Ira, I can't resist because you know how much fun and joy this is going to bring me. And I look at it as an extension of the holiday season. Sage, when we got this thing going, as we do every year in September, we had Ira Kaufman's 18 predictions for the 2021 Bucks. And, of course, we have to revisit them now because the season's over. So are you ready?
Well, you're going to start with the record, so I'm not going to be embarrassed about the record, Stevie.
All right, I type these up, and I'm going to I'll start from the bottom and go up. All right. You ready, Lee?
Yeah.
You have a towel?
I got a tie, huh?
Are these all mine?
Every one of your predictions are
here.
All right. All right. Devin White will deliver, quote, the finishing touches on a complete linebacker who was almost certain to make his first Pro Bowl and possibly an All-Pro berth. And by that, I mean he...
I'm one for one. One for one.
All right, next, Tampa Bay will not win the Super Bowl.
To be decided.
The Bucs' final record will be 14-3 with losses to the Rams, Falcons, and Bills.
I'll take the 14-3, Lee. I'm okay with that.
This next one, Ira, is evidence of your near genius. You say the Buccaneers will have a 7-1 record entering the bye week. They were 6-2. Now, the next one we get to ring the bell on you, Ira. You ready? You're on a bit of a roll. The next one, Antonio Brown drama will emerge at some point this season.
I am rolling, Lee. I'm rolling. I'm feeling like $1 million, but here comes inflation. Go.
Now this one, this is a good one, Ira, because you took a lot of crap for this at the time. And while you were not correct, in one way at least you were, and in spirit you were. So I'll give you credit for this because nobody else was saying this at all. So here you go. Biggest negative 2021 surprise is the Bucs' run defense dropping to 10th ranked in the NFL after consecutive seasons as the best in the league. Sage thinks Will Golston and Ndamukong Suh will fall slightly in their play against the run. Now the Bucs finished third in the league against the run. However, they dropped all the way to down to 15th. In yards per carry against the Bucs, which is shocking because they were number one in that. They went all the way down to 15th. And in many ways, that's the more important stat is, hey, when you run, what do you get? So what do you think there?
I think my momentum continues, Mr. Isbitz, continues. I know you got some things laying in the weeds, Isbitz. I know you.
Here we go. We got biggest positive 2021 surprise is Mike Edwards leading the Bucks in interceptions with 4.
What happened, right?
He did not have 4, Ira, but he did have 3, and that was number 1 on the team. So there you go. Good job, Ira.
That gives me the award right there, DeKemper. All right, keep going. Keep going.
Gronk plays more games than O.J. Howard. Gronk plays 13, Howard plays 7. So you got that one wrong, Ira.
Well, wait a minute. Say that again?
You said that Gronk would play 13 games and O.J. Howard would play 7. O.J. Howard played every game and Gronk missed, Gronk ended up playing, I think, 11 or 12.
All right. Okay.
All right, Ira, here we go. The question posed to you was, what 30 and older Buccaneer will start to look old or fade this season?
Did I say JPP?
No, you said Gronk. Sack leader, you picked Shaq Barrett with 11, so that was pretty good, right on the money there. Shaq finished with 10 and a half, I think. Got to double-check that. And you had JPP with 9, Devin White with 7, and Joe Tryon Shoyinka with 7. So you missed the mark on those guys.
All right.
You had Ronald Jones with 933 yards leading the Buccaneers on the ground.
Kerplunk. Go ahead.
And last but not least, you had the Bucks being led in receiving by Mike Evans, 1,179 yards. But Godwin led the team.
Godwin ended up with more than Evans still?
He did. Yes, he did. So,
all in all, I give myself a B minus, DeKemper. B minus.
Lee, what grade do you give Ira on those predictions?
Yeah, B.
There you go. Pretty close to a lot of them.
I'm giving you a C minus, Ira. You got a nice 73 right there, 73 grit.
All right, how are we going to wrap up, Stevie? What do we got?